Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, Indra offends Brihaspati, Text 14. Tesham Kuksham Kupata Destrina Patata Tamasi Hi Adaha Ye Shradadur Vachas Te Vai Vajanti Ashma Plava Iva Tesham Kupata Destrinam Patatam Tamasihyada Ye shradad yur vachaste vai Vajantyashma plava iva Patadestrinam Patatam tamasihyadaha Ye shradad yur vachaste vai Majantyashma plava iva Tesham ku patadestrina Patatam tamasihyadaha Ye shradad yur vachaste vai Majantyashma plava iva Tam kupata destrina Shradadyur vachaste vai Jantyasma plava iva Esham kupata destrina Esham tamasi iva Shradadyur vachaste vai Vaishnavis. Tesham, of them, the misleaders, kupatadestrina, who show the path of danger, patatam, themselves falling. Yay. Anyone who. Shraddhayahu. Place faith in. Vachaha. The words. Te. They. Vai. Indeed. Vajanti. Sink. Ashma plavaha. Boats made of stone. Iva. Like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So please repeat. Leaders who have fallen into ignorance and who mislead people by directing them to the path of destruction, as described in the previous verse, are in effect boarding a stone boat, and so too are those who blindly follow them. A stone boat would be unable to float and would sink in the water with its passengers. Similarly, those who mislead people go to hell, and their followers go with them. Purport. As stated in the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 20, text 17, Nrideham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam Guru Karnadaram. We, the conditioned souls, have fallen into the ocean of nescience, but the human body fortunately provides us a good opportunity to cross the ocean, because the human body is like a very good boat. When directed by a spiritual master acting as the captain, the boat can very easily cross the ocean. Furthermore, the boat is helped by favorable winds, which are the instructions of Vedic knowledge. If one does not take advantage of all these facilities to cross the ocean of nescience, he is certainly committing suicide. One who boards a boat made of stone is doomed. To be elevated to the stage of perfection, humanity must first give up false leaders who present boats of stone. All of human society is in such a dangerous position that to be rescued, it must abide by the standard instructions of the Vedas. The cream of these instructions appears in the form of Bhagavad Gita. One should not take shelter of any other instructions, for Bhagavad Gita gives direct instructions how to fulfill the aim of human life. Lord Sri Krishna therefore says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamikam Sharanam Raja, quote, give up all other processes of religion and simply surrender to me, end quote. Even if one does not accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his instructions are so exalted and beneficial for humanity that if one follows his instructions, one will be saved. Otherwise, one will be cheated by unauthorized meditation and gymnastic methods of yoga. Thus, one will board a boat of stone, which will sink and drown all its passengers. Unfortunately, although the American is eager to get out of materialistic chaos, they are sometimes found to patronize the makers of stone boats. That will not help them. They must take the proper boat offered by Krishna in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement, then they will be easily saved. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, Ashmabaya plavo ye sham te yata vajantam plavam anamajanti tateti raja nitya upadesh jishu sva sabyeshu kopo vyanjitaha. If society is guided by political diplomacy, with one nation maneuvering against another, it will certainly sink like a stone boat. Political maneuvering and diplomacy will not save human society. People must take to Krishna consciousness to understand the aim of life, to understand God, and to fulfill the human mission. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is one of my favorite verses in purports in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's such powerful imagery, you know, the stone boat. It's powerful imagery in the verse. It's powerful imagery in Srila Prabhupada's purport. See, he's mentioning this stone boat idea many times in the purport. Seems like some of our Krishna conscious songwriters, they should write some song about this stone boat. It's, as I said, a very powerful image. And in the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains another type of boat, that is the boat of this human body. The human body, it can be used for two purposes. It can be used simply for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But that is a misuse of the human form of life. You know, as Lord Rishabhdev said in his instructions, the real purpose of human life is to podivyam puchaka yena satvam. The real purpose of human life is to perform divine austerities, not to simply live a polished animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in grand style, which is unfortunately the aim of most people in the age of Kali. So the real purpose of the human form of life is to inquire after the absolute truth and to make a solution of the real problems of human life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. The intelligent people will see that the most important problems of human life are not how to solve the problems of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, but how to solve the problems of birth, death, old age, and disease. Lord Chaitanya says in his Shikshastakam, I nandu tanuja kenkaram patitam vam vishame bhavam buddhau kripaya tavapada pankachas ditaduli sadracham vichintaya. Somehow we have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Although we are by nature, by constitution, the eternal servants of Krishna, somehow we have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. And we have to get out. That is the main purpose. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the human form of life, says the Vedanta Sutra, is for inquiring after the absolute truth and achieving the absolute truth, not just speculating about it, but performing bhakti yoga so one can attain the ultimate goal of life, crossing over the ocean of birth and death. So the human form of life, properly understood, is a boat for sailing across the ocean of nescience, sailing across the ocean of birth and death. The ocean is very vast. If you go and stand on the shore at Venice Beach and look out there, you see it's vast. It's very hard to even see the opposite shore. So it requires some navigation. If you're just going across a little body of water, maybe you can navigate by yourself. But to cross a vast ocean, like the ocean of material existence, one requires a captain who can direct one how to sail the boat of the human body across this vast ocean. And there are winds. One needs favorable winds. So those favorable winds are the Vedic literature. But having the human form of life and the Vedic literature is not enough. Because one can be blown off course by improper understandings of the Vedic literature. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidahu. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that the Vedic literature has to be accepted as it comes down through parampara, bona fide disciplic succession. That is required. Otherwise, one can be blown off course. When I was 10, 11, 12 years old, living in Florida in Orlando, we live by a lake shore. So my neighborhood friends and I were often building boats, sailboats. We would find some boat. There were bamboo trees growing around, so we would cut down the bamboo trees, make masts. We would find old parachutes or sheets and make sails. And we would go onto the lake. Then the winds would blow, and if there wasn't a good captain who knew how to sail the boat would tip over or it would be blown to some improper destination. You couldn't get home. So a proper captain is required. So you have to have a boat that's in good repair. You may have a boat, a nice boat, but if you misuse it, it's not going to get you very far. You may get a hole in your boat. So if you don't follow the regulative principles, that's like getting a hole in your boat and you'll sink. Even though the wind is there, the captain is there, if you misuse your boat and damage it, then it won't get very far. So the combination of all these things, a boat in good condition, a proper captain, a proper spiritual master, the winds of the Vedic literature properly understood, if one has all these things, one can successfully cross the ocean of birth and death. Unfortunately, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, people often get into stone boats, boats that are going to sink. This is the unfortunate situation in the age of Kali. As Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, he said, unfortunately, although the American people are extremely eager to get out of materialistic chaos, they are sometimes found to patronize the makers of stone boats. And here he's specifically referring to those who are presenting false systems of meditation and yoga that will not lead one to the proper destination. At least there is some percentage of people who want to get out of the materialistic chaos. There's some percentage of people, they want to remain in the materialistic chaos. But there are some percentage of people who want to find a way out of the materialistic chaos. And it is very chaotic these days. The economic system is chaos. The world political situation is in chaos. The environmental situation is in chaos. People are very bewildered. There's more tornadoes than ever. Just, I think in 1 month, they had 1,000 tornadoes, you know, in the Midwest. And very unseasonal weather. And there's been tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes are going off again. And people are very bewildered by this. But it's not going to get any better. It's the Kali Yuga, and it's a time of increasing social and environmental chaos. So some people are going to want to get out of this chaos. And unfortunately, if they're very fortunate, they'll take shelter of this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, they're going to be misled. They're going to get on a stone boat, and they're thinking it's going to take them out of the chaos, but it's just going to sink them deeper into it. In the last part of his purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions another distraction. He's commenting on what Vishnunath Chakravarti Thakur says. So Srila Prabhupada commenting on that says, if society is guided by political diplomacy with one nation maneuvering against another, it will certainly sink like a stone boat. Political maneuvering and diplomacy will not save human society. People must take to Krishna consciousness to understand the aim of life, to understand God, and to fulfill the human mission. At a certain point in my life, when I entered university, I thought that political diplomacy was something that could save human society. And so I entered the George Washington University School of International Affairs to prepare myself for a career, you know, in the diplomatic service. But after a few years, I could see this is not going to either save me or anybody else. Just as Srila Prabhupada is saying in this purport, you know, people think, yes, they'll elect some president, some leaders who will, by political diplomacy with other nations, try to create some peaceful situation. But we see the result of it. There is no lasting peace. There is no lasting prosperity. There's simply more complications. One complication leads to another. It's like a stone boat. However, if one takes to Krishna consciousness, then one can get guidance for one's individual life, and one can also get guidance for human society. If we read carefully the preface to Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Srila Prabhupada saying he's hopeful that the leaders of society will take advantage of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is our duty to follow the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita ourselves and do as much as we can to introduce this philosophy into human society. So Maybe it's just like, it would be great if the leaders of society took advantage of this, but it may be just like a rescue mission, whoever, rescuing whoever we can. This is the actual purpose of human life. So I'll stop there, ask if anybody has any questions or comments. Yes, Bhanavata Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice, informative class. I have a question. There's one sentence in the purport I'm wondering if you could elaborate on. Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Sri Krishna therefore says, Sarva dharmam parityajya mamekam saranam vraja, that give up all other processes of religion and simply surrender to me. And in the next sentence he says, even if one does not accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his instructions are so exalted and beneficial for humanity that if one follows his instructions, one will be saved.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives so many instructions. Of course, some of them are related to him personally and involve accepting him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there are other instructions that Krishna gives that if one accepts, even without accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will benefit. To the extent that one can be saved from at least some of the miseries of material existence. For example, Krishna explains the system of varna and ashrama in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains the modes of material nature. He explains that the soul is different from the body. May not be necessary to accept Krishna as God to understand that the soul is different than the body and that the soul has spiritual needs that go beyond the needs of the material body. And if the leaders of society understood that and guided people in that direction, that would be beneficial for human society. If they organize society according to varna and ashrama, that would be helpful for human society. Whether or not they accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But to get the ultimate benefit of going to the highest spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is necessary. So Vasprabhu.
Thank you for a wonderful class. I did read, either I heard or read, I can't remember now, but Prabhupada said that there's no question of a secular state. That he said that really what the government should be doing is just making sure that whatever faith or religion that you follow it according to the scripture. And if government would do that, then there'd be peace and harmony in the state. So if you're professing you're a Christian, the purpose of the government would be to make sure that you're following the Christian law, Christian faith. Or if you're a Hindu, or if you're a Muslim, or Buddhist. And in that way, there would be actual peace and harmony in the state. Could you elaborate on that? I mean, is that real?
Srila Prabhupada, at least one place I know that he explained it was to Sweden. When Srila Prabhupada was in Sweden, he met with the Indian ambassador and he was saying, the government should advance Krishna consciousness. And the Indian ambassador had said, well, but we're a secular state. And he said, that's fine, you know, but then you should, you know, just like in a secular state, the government monitors businesses, you know, to make sure they're not disobeying the laws and things like that. They're conducting their business according to proper standards. And he said that, yeah, you can have secular state, but then that doesn't mean the state should not be looking over. Yes, you can be Christian, you can be Hindu, you can be Islamic, but you should actually follow. Of course, that's a pretty radical proposal, but that's what Srila Prabhupada said, and it probably would, not probably, it definitely would be a good idea if somebody took that up, if some so-called secular state took that up. Of course, I think Srila Prabhupada's understanding of Christianity is thou shalt not kill. So and that includes animals as well as human beings. So okay, so we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.